Good morning. We're continuing Hilchos Shabbos. Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Dalad, Siman Dalad. We're talking about the process known as Schiras Rishus. So we mentioned in the scenario where we have a sole owner of a property who's renting out multiple dwellings. Theoretically, the renters take over the usage of their part of the property totally, so he cannot represent them. But if he maintains rights to use the property, to use the dwellings which are rented out for his purposes, the owner's personal purposes, still he maintains ownership in all of the dwellings. He has the right to then be serchel the rishus, rent out the rishus to the Jew for all these properties, that all the properties belong to the Jew or the collective Jews. And they're allowed to carry. The poskim extend this. They did mention the Shulchan Aruch already, that if you have a central authority which maintains rights to go into any property and use it as they need, the rights of eminent domain, the rights of at a time of emergency to enter in and take items to use for the common good of the people of the city, there is an authority which has a certain amount of ownership in every dwelling in the city. So that's what our governments have nowadays. They have some level of ownership in the sense, under state of emergency, police and fire personnel could enter that apartment at will, without the permission of the owner or the renter, and do what as they see fit with the power of eminent domain. They can take a property and use it for the greater good. So they do have ownership at some level in all of the properties. Therefore, they can represent all of the people of the community, the non-Jewish people community, and rent out the rishus to the Jew. So going back to a boat, the owner of the boat, the one who has the boat, will many times store various different items in different cabins, which are not for the purpose of the renter, but they're for the purpose of the maintaining the boat. So he's never given away full ownership and full usage of the various different rooms, various different cabins on the boat. So the owner of the boat can give away the rishus, rent out the rishus to the Jew, he representing all of the people which live there, the owner of the boat representing all the people which live there, or dwelling there on Shabbos, and the rishus will be effective, and the Jew is not allowed to carry. In a hotel, it's a little more complicated. Hotels keep many items in the rooms. The beds belong to the hotels, and the chairs, and the tables, lamps, but those are all there for the renter. The person who's renting the apartment, the person who's is renting a room in the hotel, that stuff is there for him. So he's rented that as well. So it comes out in a certain sense the owner of the hotel has relinquished usage rights of the room as long as the renter is there. Well, so you would have to be circa, you can't be circa rishus from the owner. You have to be circa rishus from the renter. Each renter independently. So that's one of the challenges we have where in a boat where the skirish rishus seems to be work fairly easily from the person who represents the owner of the boat or the owner of the boat himself. Or if it's owned by a corporation, there's a manager which represents the ownership. They have the authority to do skiras rishus. In a city, the government, the mayor, the mayoral government of the city, has the authority to be master rishus out because they have rights on the property. In a hotel, skiras rishus is more questionable whether how when and how skiras rishus should be done, because does the hotel have the authority to represent the non-Jews in the building? So the Chayonim says in the case of the boat, what one would do was either be Sechar Rishus separately or make that part of the payment for the usage of the boat is that the Jew gets sole usage rights on Shabbos. It belongs to the Jew, not to the non-Jew. And they, of course, you can let the non-Jews use it. But since the ownership belongs to the Jew, it would not be a problem of carrying on the boat. So that, with that, we touch this obviously goes much beyond the issue of a boat, and that's why I wanted to clarify it. Have a good day.